to Washington and WOKV's Candace Cole with a brand new study about depression and premature birth. Candace, this is a really important story for any expectant mom.
That's right. And what's interesting here is that we hear a lot about postpartum depression, but actually prenatal depression affects 1 in 10 pregnant women, and that's according to NIH. Now, the study that was done by a group of researchers at the University of Colorado actually finds that treating expectant moms who are depressed with a series of what's called interpersonal psychotherapy sessions, so sessions that would address current problems and relationships to be the best course of action and results in those babies, more of those babies being born at full term. It's considered a low-cost and safe method of treatment and also highlights the importance of maternal mental health.
Obviously, doctors and expectant moms need to have these kinds of conversations well in advance. Obviously, there might be some avenue for these conversations to really be focused at an early stage of pregnancy.
That's right. And that's one of the things that's really being talked about now with this study is getting a, first of all, screening for prenatal depression, just as you would for postpartum depression after a baby has already been born. So in with those screenings and also taking consideration of how you feel. Are you overly anxious? Are you overly worried about giving birth or becoming a parent? Have you lost any interest in yourself or your pregnancy? These are some of the telltale signs that could tell you you may need to go and seek some help.
All right. Important story to pass along this morning. Thanks, WOKV's Candace Cole, part of our live team coverage every weekday from our Washington newsroom.